And I said, Miss, I said, don't. We left at the high school. Said she ought to come on home. But see, she got confused and we didn't know what to do. And she come on in and I said, lady, I said, please don't whoop the child. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that to the child. She ought to come on home after she left. She had no business forgetting. I said, lady, please don't now. I said, that child act like you're trying to raise. She was crying and going on, said she's in trouble. I said, that'll be some of the children's while they wouldn't care what was happening, right. You know, going on, you know. And she smiled, said, well, I'm gonna tell her. And so I said, please don't this time. I said, and she just forgot. And I said, she's crying. I said, I see you trying to raise your child, you know. But and went on the next day, then I asked the child, did she whoop? And she said, no, she didn't. And such as that, how we know. Uh-huh. But some of them don't care. They just whoop, don't know how.
Well, it's good you put a good word in for her.
So it's a show, show, yeah. Show. That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you would see see somebody who gets along with everybody else, doesn't put on the airs, you'd say, well, she's just real, what?
She, I would call her real nice, mannable.
And did you call her common?
Common, right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's right, it's common.
Did you ever hear anybody mean something bad when they say, well, she's no good, she's common?
Yeah, well, I've heard him say it, but I don't know whether I understood it or they understood it or what.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be two meanings for that, and I'm not sure. It's just as you say, I'm not sure when it's good and when it's bad.
Not unless you go through with them.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You say your wife is Pentecostal, but are you also?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What are some of the other churches around here that are pretty strong?
Well, it's a church up here. Well, it's two more churches. Well, I tell you what, it's, you know, we build churches at the same church out in the country, about 16 miles, same church up here, you know, just to be handy, the same denomination. Now, there's another one up here on the hill, about 4.5 miles, in other words, right up here in the edge of town. It's the Pentecostal church, but they believe in paying tithes. You understand what that is? Tenth of the earning.
Oh, I see.
We don't. We free will Pentecost.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It's actually different in the Pentecostal churches.
I see.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what are some of the other churches of different denominations?
Different denominations? Oh, yes, it is all about here. It's a Baptist church over here on the hill. I reckon, and then the Second Baptist Church right down here in town, you know.
Is that the strongest church?
This Baptist church probably has got the most members,
mm-hmm.
Right. Church of Christ over here, he did have a bunch, he still got a cell members, Church of God and Christ. Church of Christ, just the Christ, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's several churches around, you know, Presbyterian and White and First Baptist, Second, this man, there's a lot of churches. The strongest church in town, most members up here at the Baptist church. I don't know what kind of Baptist it is, right north of town. On number 7, you passed it over here, I don't know where you noticed it now. Right at the edge of town over here, probably, it's out of corporation, I think. More people to that church.
Mm-hmm.
Still building it bigger. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest church in town.
In the old days, would you describe something about how you'd become a member and so on?
Well, yes, and I tell you what, yes, it started. I used to be a Baptist, raised up out there close to the church, about 3 miles from the church out there, you know. Of course, that's where I first started out, you know. Oh, that was an old-timey church.